Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm morning across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in sunshine, while Haifa enjoys a light breeze. Perfect weather to be outside today. Here are today's headlines. First, Maj, Gen, David Khalifa named next IDF Central Command Chief. This news comes from JNS earlier today. Also, a man in Nazareth jumps off a cliff to escape gunmen, then is shot dead. Ynet reports this just in. Also this hour. While Netanyahu blames Eid Zenkot, Hamas prepares for another October 7th. This comes from Israel Hayom's earlier reporting. Separately, the Kuwaiti army says it is confronting a hostile missile and drone attack from Iran. I-24 News has more on this from earlier today. And finally, the UK will reset its policy on West Bank settlements, as announced by Foreign Secretary Miliband. This update comes from JTA, just under an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Meanwhile, Belaz News shared that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats after the Netherlands banned trade in products from Israeli settlements. Naftali Bennett, the former Israeli Prime Minister, posted on X earlier today, expressing his views on recent political developments. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Major General David Khalifa. He has been named the next IDF Central Command Chief, according to JNS. During the recent conflict with Hamas in Gaza, Khalifa led operations in the Central Strip as commander of the 36th Division. His appointment signals a strong military focus on the central region amid ongoing tensions. Turning to Nazareth, where a violent crime wave continues in Israel's Arab community, Ynet reports that Mustafa Badra was chased and killed after a double murder in the city. This tragic event highlights the urgent need for increased security and community intervention. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports on escalating tensions with Hamas. While Prime Minister Netanyahu places blame on Eisenkot, Hamas is reportedly gearing up for more aggression. These developments could further strain relations and complicate peace efforts in the region. Separately, the Kuwaiti army is dealing with an attack from Iran. I-24 News states that Kuwaiti air defenses are currently confronting missiles and drones. This incident heightens regional instability and could lead to further military and diplomatic responses. And finally, the UK plans to change its policy on West Bank settlements. JTA notes that Foreign Secretary Miliband wants to stop British companies from financing or advertising new settlements. This policy shift may impact UK-Israel relations and economic ties. On the economic front, first, Palo Alto Network CEO says CyberArk is well-positioned as AI technology evolves. CTech reports this from the company's recent earnings call. Separately, while a business highlights a potential boycott facing Palantir, the Islington Council's pension fund in London may divest due to Palantir's ties with Israel. And finally, Globes reports that the exchange rate is affecting Rafael's profits. The company's CEO calls for governmental intervention to stabilize the situation. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.